Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As we yearn for peace on earth and goodwill towards all people, I'd like to share a story of the courage of one man to do seek them. Ulysses Simpson Grant eventually led Union forces to victory during the Civil War. His basic strategy was to use the Union's advantage of greater population and resources to overcome the Confederates. Yet, once the war was over, he later served as president of the reunited nation from 1869 to 1877. One of his goals was to bring people once again back together. His final act helped to do just that. For his own funeral procession, which took place in New York City on August 8, 1885, he requested that the pallbearers be significant generals in both the Union and Confederate armies. Representing the Union were Generals William Tecumseh Sherman and Philip Sheridan. The Confederates were General Joseph Johnston, who had surrendered to Union General Sherman, and Simon Bolivar Buckner. President Grover Cleveland approved these men as pallbearers. Grant's funeral procession was 7 miles long. Former Union and Confederate officers in the procession rode together in the same carriages. Among the mourners were three U.S. presidents. Altogether, 90,000 people contributed funds for the construction of Grant's tomb in New York City, where Grant and his wife Julia are now entombed. This is the largest tomb in North America. Although Grant made major strides in bringing Americans back together, it took decades for some people to reconcile. When the U.S. government issued a series of Treasury notes in the 1890s, each denomination depicted a different Union cabinet official or military officer. The $500 denomination, which was to have the portrait of William Tecumseh Sherman, was never printed. The government did not want to stir new resentment over Sherman's devastating March to the Sea across the state of Georgia. Even today, Sherman is considered a villain in America's South, though the surrender terms he granted to General Johnston were so generous that the men became friends. Remember, even where we may hold different ideas and ideals, we are each still united as part of humanity. Enjoy your holidays. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.